So, Lord, we just thank you.
主啊, 我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this is a Resurrection Sunday.
我们天上的父, 我们感谢你这个复活的主日。
We live in this resurrected life.
我们住在这个复活的生命当中。
In such a joy.
在这样的喜乐。
Oh, such strength.
这样的力量。
Lord, we come before you once again.
我们再一次来到你的面前。
Lord, we say we love you.
主啊, 我们说我们爱你。
Because you loved us first.
因为你先爱了我们。
Bible said God is love.
圣经上说神就是爱。
In him there's no darkness.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
So Lord, we thank you.
主啊, 我们感谢你。
Because of Christ.
因为基督。
Because of blood.
因为你的宝血。
We come to you boldly.
我们勇敢地来到你的面前。
Before your throne.
在你的宝座前。
And ask for your mercy and forgiveness and also every goodness.
我们向你求一切的恩惠，还有祝福跟赦免。
So Father, today we come as your children.
我们来到你面前，你的孩子。
With such confidence.
这样子的自信地来到你面前。
Because Bible said, the one who believes in Jesus Christ.
因为圣经上说，那些信耶稣基督的。
Is not born from blood.
不是融血肉生的。
It's not born from human will.
也不是以人意生的,
but it's born from God.
但是是从神而生的,
whoever believes in his name,
信他的人,
he shall be given authority to be the son and the daughters of the mighty God.
就要给他这个权柄成为神的儿女。
Today we come as your children.
我们今天来成为你的儿女。
We are not slaves.
我们不是奴仆。
We're not strangers.
我们不是, 外邦人,
but we are your children.
但是我们是你的孩子。
Father, here we come.
主啊, 我们来了。
We know your spirit is also here.
我们知道你的灵也在这里。
Lord, all the words are fall short.
所有的话语都是不够的。
Today, we just come with a thanksgiving heart.
我们就来到你的面前, 就是以感恩的心。
We want to celebrate this resurrection.
我们要一起庆祝这个复活的节。
And may you be among us.
愿你与我们同在。
And may your angels touch each one.
愿你的天使触摸每一个。
And today is a different day.
今天就会成不一样的日子。
Your resurrection power is going to be again empower us.
你的复活的能力要再一次的来触摸我们。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
May your unction be upon me.
愿你的恩膏在我身上。
And upon the translator.
在这个翻译的人身上。
And all the congregation.
还有在会众的身上。
And may your words.
愿你的话语。
Will not fall to the ground in void.
也不会就像落到地上，好像无用的。
So today is the Resurrection Sunday. Let's open a few passages. We will testify the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
今天是复活节，我们翻开圣经看几节经文。
Now first, we turn to Gospel of John, chapter 20.
那我们先打开约翰福音20章。
This is an incident when Jesus Christ was resurrected. After he died and buried and resurrected, he appeared to the disciples.
那这一节讲的是，就是耶稣他死后，然后呢，他复活了，然后他向他的门徒显现。
He appeared to his disciples many times, but this is one incident.
他向他门徒显现了很多次，但是这个是其中的一次。
And we start from verse 24.
我们从25节开始。
Now Thomas, one of 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came to the disciples. So the other disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord."
那十二门徒中有称为底图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。
But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it."
那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them.
那过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也与他们同在。
Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
门都关了，耶稣来站到他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”
Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
就对多马说：“伸过你的指头来，摸我的手；伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。”
Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God."
多马说：“我的主，我的神。”
Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
耶稣对他说：“你因看见我才信，那没有看见就信的就有福了。”
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
This is a story recorded by Apostle John.
这个是使徒约翰的记录。
And it's an incident when Jesus was resurrected.And he appeared to his disciples.
那就是他耶稣死后复活，向他的门徒显现。
And this is before he ascended to heaven.
就是他就是啊，离世之前。
Let us read another passage about resurrection.
那我们再读另外一节经文关于复活。
Which was written by Apostle Paul.
是保罗所写的。
Many of us know that Apostle Paul was actually called by Jesus.When Jesus was already in heaven,
那很多人都知道，那使徒保罗被召的时候呢，耶稣已经上天堂。
That's in the very early days of the church, and Paul, his name was Saul, was persecuting Christians.
那这是教会早期，当保罗还是称为扫罗的时候，他在逼迫神的教会。
On the way from Jerusalem to Damascus, he was going to take Christians to jail.
那他当时从耶路撒冷要去大马士革，想要就是把基督徒放到监里的时候。
But on the way, and there's a light appeared to him, and Jesus spoke to him through the light.
那当他走的时候呢，神就是耶稣的大光就临到了他。
Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
那神就跟他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么要逼迫我？
It's difficult for you to kick the goal.
那就是你踢这个脚踢石是难的。
And then he knew that's Jesus Christ.
那他就知道这是主耶稣。
His eyes was blind for a few days.
那他的眼睛呢？当时就瞎了几天。
And the Lord sent the disciple to pray for him, and he was able to see.
那主呢就差派了另外一个使徒来跟他祷告，他就可以看见。
And Paul was told by Jesus, "I'm going to send you to the Gentiles to be an apostle and to preach the good news to those people."
那神也清楚地跟保罗说呢，我要把你差派在外邦人当中，使他们也成为信徒。
So you will preach the gospel so that they will turn away from the darkness and come into the light.
那你让他们宣讲福音，以至于他们可以从黑暗当中回到光明。
So this is the Paul apostle. Later on, he wrote part of the Bible.
那这个使徒保罗后来呢，就写了一些圣经的一部分。
However, in the very early days of the church, in Paul's time, there are also people start talking about there's no resurrection.
那当时在这个就是圣经的早期，教会的早期呢，很多人就已经说没有复活这一事。
You know, we have a common enemy, Bible talked about, which is Satan.
那我们有一个共同的敌人，就是圣经所说的，就是撒旦。
From the first day of Adam and Eve, he started deceiving people.
那从呢，就是创造亚当夏娃的第一天开始呢，他就开始在欺骗我们。
So today is the same thing.
那今天也是一样。
Through all kinds of teaching and philosophy, this or that, try to persuade the people, Jesus Christ is not resurrected.
那就是通过各样的教导、各样的哲学来，就是来说耶稣并没有复活。
That's why today, on this Sunday, you know, many people outside of the church, they are not worshiping God. Even in the church, in the countries which were so blessed by the gospel through generations, like Europe and America, the people are drifting away from the faith.
那就像很多就是被神祝福的国家，像欧洲，像美国，这么多年被神祝福，可是他们这些人群却越来越远离神。
So why?
为什么呢？
Because we have a common enemy who put lies into people's heart.
那因为我们有一个共同的敌人呢，他就常常把谎言放在我们心里。
Even in the early days of the church, as early as Paul's time.
那甚至是在教会的早期，就是甚至就到保罗当时那么早的时候，也有这样子的谎言。
People talk about there's no resurrection because of the Greek culture.
那当时他们说没有复活，因为这个希腊的文化。
And other religions come into mixed with in the churches.
那还有其他的宗教呢流入教会，就是跟就是教会的教导就混在一起。
So, God of course speak through Apostle Paul about these passages.
那所以呢，神呢就通过保罗呢就讲了这个圣经这部分。
To tell people what is the true gospel.
去来告诉大家什么才是真的福音。
Now, brothers, chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
By this gospel you are saved if you hold firm to the word I have preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain.
并且你们若不是突然相信，能与持守我所传给你们的，就必因着福音得救。
For what I have received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说的，为我们的罪所死了。
That Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scripture.
基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死，并且而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
并且显现给基法看。然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半如今还在，却有已睡着的。
Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles.
以后显给雅各，再显给众使徒看。
And the last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born.
末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God.
我原是使徒中最少的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed.
不拘是我是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised.
若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless.And so is your faith.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised.
并且明显是我们为神妄作见证，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若使人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either.
因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪中。
Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.The first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出手的果子。
You see, here is a passage Paul was defending. Said, "Why do you guys talk about there's no resurrection?"
但你看，就是这个使徒保罗在这一段呢，他就是在说，为什么你们说没有死人复活呢
？Now, if Christ is not raised, I preach in vain. You believe in vain.
如果死人没有复活，那我就是向你们传讲的，就是徒然的。你们信
的也是徒然。Not only so, we are bearing false witnesses for God.
不仅仅是这样子，我们现在为神做的是假见证。
And if Jesus Christ is not raised, you guys Christians, you believe in Christ, you try to get some hope in this world, you are more pitiful than all the men.
那如果你们说耶稣基督没有复活，那你们在现在信耶稣基督的人，只是在今生有盼望的话，有什么好处？
These are very practical words.
这都是非常实际的话语。
Think about that. Now, everybody says time is money.
那就像你说的啊，我们现在都说了，就是时间就是金钱。
If Jesus Christ is not raised today, we guys sitting in the church hours every Sunday, and it's a wasting of time.
那如果你们说耶稣基督没有复活，那我们每个星期来教会来敬拜，那我们是不是就是浪费我们的时间
？Basically, Paul is saying you guys are believing in vain. You think you have some hope through Christ in this life. You are more pitiful than others. Others are making money. You are not.
那保罗的意思就是说呢，如果你们觉得耶稣没有复活，那我们就是在今生只是为了今生有盼望的话，那我们就是比众人更可怜。别人还在外面赚钱呢，我们还没有办法。
Others are sending their kids to the schools to be more educated and get into Harvard, and you are here asking your kids to play piano and worship Jesus Christ, and he's not raised.
那你看大家还有把孩子送到外面去学习，让这些孩子进哈佛，可是你的孩子要来星期天来这弹琴，而且你还说耶稣没有复活。
Are you not more stupid than others?
你是不是比别人更愚蠢？
Are you not more pitiful than others?
你是不是比别人更可怜？
So that's why Paul said, what are you talking about?
所以保罗在问你们在说的是什么呀？
And Jesus is raised, that's the key.
所以呢，耶稣复活呢，这才是最重要的关键。
So he said, for what we have preached the gospel for first importance.
所以这就是第一最重要的，要宣传福音的第一重要的性。
He didn't talk about what is the second and third, but he said the first important.
他没有说哦，第二重要、第三重要是什么，但是他说的了第一重要的是什么。
I always try to find what is the second and third.
那我常常就想啊、哦，第二重要是什么？第三重要是什么
？After Paul talked about the first importance, he didn't talk about second, third.
但是保罗说了第一重要，但是他却没有提到第二、第三。
Maybe he has forgotten.
可能他写的时候忘了。
But I think because this is so important, this nothing can compare.
但是这个太重要了，其他东西都没有办法来比较。
The first importance, Jesus has died for our sins.
最重要的就是第一重要就是耶稣为了我们的罪死了复活。
Buried and raised on the third day.
被埋第三天复活。
He was died to bear our sins.
他为了我们的罪来死。
From Adam's time.
从亚当的时代开始。
Because of 阿蒙，能不能放到我们那个图像 ？Yeah, thank you. From Adam's time,
从亚当的时代
，death come into human race.
那死呢，就临到了众人。
Death, there needs to be a solution.
那所以对于死亡呢，我们需要有一个解决的办法。
God's heart was full of sorrow because human beings choose the wrong way.
那因为神的心就是伤痛，因为我们作为人，我们选择了一个错误的道路。
He was preparing a way for redemption.
所以呢，神就预备一个救赎的道路。
So Bible said, even since the foundation of the earth, Jesus Christ is already being prepared.
所以圣经上说呢，就是在创立世界以前呢，耶稣已经是为了我们来预备好了。
So God has to pay the price.
神呢，就是要付这个代价。
To redeem us from the death.
来就是我们从这个死亡当中出来
sin,
从罪恶当中出来
When we talk about sin There was a very famous theologian talk about sin He's a wonderful explanation Sin is basically fragmentation
那有一个神学家呢他就讲了一个非常好的一个例子就是关于罪其实就是不完美
就是破碎
破碎
So we, our relationship was with God is broken.
所以我们与神的关系呢有一个破碎。
So once upon time, Adam and Eve were walking the glory of God. They were naked, but there's no shame.
那有就是亚当夏娃呢，在神的荣耀中呢，就这样走的行走的时候呢，他们并虽然没有穿衣服，但是他们并没有觉得羞耻。
But because they have listened to the lies of the enemy.And they have sinned, and then they started to feel ashamed.
那当他们听了撒旦的话语呢？他们听到这个谎言之后，他们相信，他们就会觉得哦，我们是羞耻的。
Started hiding away from God.
就开始就是远躲起来，与神躲起来。
If you read Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, you see very clearly how human problems were developed.
那你如果读《创世纪》第一、第二章的时候呢，你就可以看到当时这个人类的问题是怎么开始的。
So the human beings don't trust God anymore; they hide.
所以呢，人类呢就是不再相信神啊，他们而是躲藏。
They try to hide away from the presence of God.
他想就是从神的面前躲起来。
Hiding away, what good can hiding away from God do?
那躲把神躲起来的话有什么好处呢
The lie told them to hide But the consequence is that they are separated from the source of life
那这个谎言让他们躲起来但是这个结果就是他们从这个光当中的这个关系断了离开了
The second The husband started blaming the wife
那第二呢就是这个丈夫呢就开始就是说是这个老婆的错
The wife Eve started blaming the snake.
那这个老婆就说：“哦，是这个蛇让我做的。”
And then the curse come into human race.
所以呢，就是人类的这个咒诅就开始了。
Bible said that there, from then on, Adam started try to exercise his authority by controlling.
那圣经上说呢，就是后来从这个时候开始，亚当呢就是。用那种控制的方法来维护他的权利。
那in the Bible, if you read, actually in Genesis, humans and animals live in harmony. Humans are vegetarians. If you read the Bible,
如果你读圣经的时候呢，你会发现一开始人类是吃素的，然后呢，我们人类跟动物是和平相处。
But later on, people started to eat meat.
那后来呢？人才开始吃肉。
Many religions also found this truth, but
那很多宗教呢也会发现，其实这是真理。
However, this is not the major truth.
那但其实就是吃素呢，也不是一个绝对的真理。
So the root of the sin must be taken away.
所以呢，这个是罪恶的根源呢，一定要挪走。
So Jesus came to take our sins.
所以耶稣来就是来挪走我们的罪。
To pay the price for the sin.
就是为这个罪呢付上代价。
So whoever believes, Bible said, will be forgiven.
那信的人呢就会得赦免。
And whoever believes shall be called the children of God.
那信的人呢就会称为神的儿女。
So when Jesus came to teach about prayer, he said, "Our Father in heaven."
所以呢，耶稣来教导我们怎么祷告的时候，他说的是我们天上的父。
And when Jesus started teaching prayer, he teach about our Father in heaven. In the Old Testament, people didn't pray this way.
那耶稣来的时候，他教导我们是天上的父这样子行在祷告，但是在旧约里面呢，人是不是这么祷告的
？Because We become children of God through Jesus Christ.
因为我们是通过耶稣基督才能成为神的儿女。
Forgiving of sins is not enough.
那罪得赦免呢，其实是我远远不够的。
And conquering of death, that's the final solution.
那如果我们能够胜过死亡呢，才是最后的一个结果。
So God allowed Jesus to be resurrected because he's sinless.
那所以呢，神呢就是让耶稣能够复活，因为他是无罪的。
So he's resurrected.
所以他复活了。
So resurrected life says, now sin and death has no grip.
所以呢，如果一个复活的生命呢，就是罪跟死呢，在我们身上没有任何的权柄。
The death cannot hold whoever believes.
那死亡呢，不能抓住那些信的人。
That's why Satan always attacks resurrection.
所以呢，撒旦呢，永远都是会就是来啊攻击复活这件事。
Because if Christ is not resurrected, what he did is in vain.
因为如果耶稣没有复活呢，他所做的一切呢都是白做的。
Well, if he is not resurrected, what we believe in vain.
如果他没有复活呢，我们所信的也是白信。
This is also somewhere.They say they attack people through intellectual minds.
那所以呢，撒旦也会通过就是我们认为的智慧呢，来攻击我们。
In the history, even many preachers, and they turn away from this belief because they think, and then they said, according to the science or this or that, Jesus shouldn't be resurrected.
那甚至是很多传道人呢，在历史当中，他们就是一直在思考。突然有一天，他们觉得哦，要好像通过科学证明人是不可能复活，所以耶稣没有复活。
There's a famous theologian whose name is Schleiermacher, German theologian.
那有一个非常出名的一个德国的神学家。
If you read his writings, very, very logic, but eventually he didn't believe in Jesus Christ's resurrection.
那如果你读他的书呢，你会发现是非常有条理的，但是呢，到后来他却不信了。
Maybe you heard about Nietzsche.
那你
this philosopher, he's a son of a pastor.
那你也听过尼采，其实呢，他是一个牧师的儿子。
You know, Satan just tried to attack the preachers, attack, you take your sons away from the faith.
但是你知道，这个撒旦就是这样攻击，以至于甚至把一个牧师的孩子都给挪走。
And Nietzsche becomes very famous because he invented something called God is dead. God is dead.
那所以尼采是非常出名的，因为他有就是他写了一些书，他讲了就是神是死了。
I'm not really a student of philosophy, you know, a little piece here and there, but as I remember, he wrote something about God is dead, and he himself made suicide eventually.
那这个尼采呢，他我虽然不是学哲学，但是我有听过，他有写了一些书，就是讲神是死了，神已经死了，但是后来他自己也选择了自杀这条路。
You know, many other people, even Joseph Stalin, he was a Bible school student.
那甚至斯大林呢，他也是，他其实原来是一个圣经学院的学员。
Now, because he was so ruthless, and there was once a time, there was one of his officials tried to assassinate him.
那他是一个非常就是无畏的人，所以有一次呢，甚至他有一个官员呢，想要就是谋杀他。
And then they had a debate.
然后他们就之间呢有一个就是交谈。
They debate with the Bible.
他们就用圣经的来讨论。
Eventually, Joseph Stalin was able to persuade the other guy to put down his gun.
那他呢，就是能够斯大林呢，就是跟那个人对话的时候呢，以至于那个人愿意把枪放下。
And you know the end.
那你也知道那个结果。
And of course, that person died in the hands of Stalin.
那那个人当然就是在斯大林的手下死了。
So many things happened. Enemy tried to persuade people not to believe in resurrection.
那就是有很多很多方法呢，就是撒旦就会让人认为没有复活这件事。
Jesus said, if possible, he is going to lead astray the elected.
那这个是耶稣也说呢，如果可以的话，甚至于被拣选的人都要被迷惑。
So actually, that is the enemy's goal is to lead the believers to be astray.
其实这就是撒旦的目的，他要让信的人呢也要离开神。
Today in this resurrection, and we, all the believers, all the children of God, we need to be strengthened in this message.
那所有呢，在今天这个复活节的日子呢，我们所有的信徒都要因为这个信息而重新得力量。
Now we need to know some of the church history.
那我们需要知道一些历史，教会的历史。
Along the church history, actually, the power of God would diminish in some churches.
那其实呢，在教会历史上呢，有一些教会，他们神的力量呢，就会慢慢的越来越弱小。
Some new churches will rise up.
那一些新的教会呢，就会起来。
And it's like a wave.
就像一个波浪。
Some famous churches will be gone.
那有一些非常有名的教会呢，它可能就没了。
Today in America, every year thousands of church buildings closed.
那在美国呢，每一年都有上千的教会来关门。
Either the church buildings were sold for business.
那很多教会的那个住宅呢，就是建筑呢，就卖给就商人。
Either they were sold to the Muslims to build mosques.
那有些地方呢，就卖给穆斯林来建那个庙。
So why it is so?
为什么被卖了呢？
Because people started by all kinds of teachings and learnings, but they were drifting away from.The resurrection.
为什么呢？就是因为人从就是学各种各样的信息，然后以至于他们就是从真理这离开了。
So Bible said they were deceived by the so-called wisdom.
所以呢，就是圣经上说的，他们把自认为的智慧被骗了。
The true wisdom is your relationship with God.
那真正的智慧呢，乃是你与神的关系。
Bible said, "Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom."
圣经上说呢，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Without God, there's no wisdom.
没有神就没有智慧。
Without tree planted about the living water, the tree has no life.
那如果一棵树不栽在溪水旁呢，这个树就没有生命。
This world teaches you, oh, that tree, you know, without root, without planting on the aboutbeside the water, you can still alive.
那这个世界教导我们的就是这个树啊，不种在溪水旁，没有根也没有关系。
You are, people are telling the people in the Titanic.
那就是当时在泰坦尼克号上。
Ah, you are wonderful. You can build such a big thing. You don't need to prepare even for the. They were not prepared for the lifeboats. They do not have enough because they never thought the Titanic would sink.
那就像泰坦尼克号的时候，当时他们没有准备足够的救援的船，因为他们觉得这个船是不会沉的。
They were not prepared.
他们没有预备好。
Because they think they are more mighty than the waves in the sea.
因为他们觉得他们比这个海上的风浪更厉害。
Now today we humans we can go to the space.
那我们现在呢？我们人可以上天上去外太空。
We can maybe in some days we will immigrate to Mars. That's Elon Musk's dream.
那可能有一天呢，我们可能会移民到火星上。那当然，这个是 Elon Musk 的他的梦想。
That's wonderful.
啊，这也很好。
But immigration to Mars, do you think make your life better or worse?
那你移民到火星上，你觉得你的生活会更好吗？
We need God.
我们需要神。
We need God's resurrection power.
我们需要神复活的大能。
You know, I want to really reflect on this as a power living us. There, we have stories.
那我就是想回顾一下，我们每个人都有这样子神复活的大能在我们里边的故事。
When I look at each one's face here,
那我看每一位人的面孔。
When I look at each one in the Zoom,
那我看每一个在 Zoom 上面的弟兄姐妹。
You know, believe or not, I'm full of gratitude.
那你相信不相信？我真的是带着满满的感恩。
You know why? Because as a pastor.I was able to accompany many people to experience the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？因为作为一个牧师，我跟了很多很多弟兄姐妹一起来经历这样复活的大能。
I was privileged to accompany cancer patients.
那我就是很荣幸，我可以就是陪着有癌症的病人。
The person was dying, but the church prayed.Eventually, they said cancer cells no more.
那这个人原本来是要经历死亡，可是因为我们教会祷告了，然后医院就说这个癌细胞已经没了。
Then the person lived for another 20 years.
这个人可能又活了二十年。
Sorry.I still remember that sister Linda Esther Chen. Do you remember?
还有我们以前有一个姐妹叫 Esther Linda.
And at that time, about 20 years ago, this, you know, how the resurrection power can raise some people up.
那是二十多年前，但是我们就看见那个复活的大能，怎么样能够把一个人给激励起来。
The story happened like this. On the same day when she was diagnosed of cancer, and her husband also filed a divorce paper, you know.
那当时是这样子，当她发现她自己得癌症的那一天呢，她的老公同一天也给了她这个离婚的这个协议书。
She was so desperate, devastated, and she.Tried to commit suicide.
那她当时非常的痛苦，然后她就想要自杀。
Then she stabbed herself 9 times.
那她就拿刀呢，就是自己捅了自己9次。
And the blood shoot to the ceiling.
那这个血就喷在这个屋顶。
Her daughter was beside her.
她的女儿还在她的旁边。
Her daughter almost become, you know, like something wrong with the mental problem. You know?
那她的女儿甚至后来都有一点被惊吓到，有神经病。
But later on, some of our sisters brought her home and shared the gospel to her.
那后来有些姐妹呢，就把她带回家，然后给她就是讲了福音。
That time I remember we visited you were there too.
Yeah, I was.
Visited, we had a visit. We have a few people visited her.
那我们当时有一些人有就是去看顾她，看照顾。
I still remember she needed us to walk her dog, remember? she needed us to walk her dog.
那我们当时还要就是帮她遛狗。
And she had to use a depression medicine 5 times more than usual.
那她当时就是每一天都要吃这个就是抗抑郁的药，但是呢，她用的量是5倍之多。
But because of the love of Christ, through the body of Christ, she was literally resurrected.
那因为基督耶稣的爱呢，他真的就是这个人的生命复活。
She threw away all the pills.
他把所有的那个就是药都扔了。
She became such a joyful person.
他就是成为非常喜乐的一个人。
Later on, she went to Beijing and shared gospel to many, many people.
那后来呢？他也去了北京，然后跟很多人分享福音。
She became a very joyful person.
他成为了一个非常喜乐的人。
Once a while, she would come back to Vancouver to see us.
那就是每过一会呢，他也会回来温哥华看我们。
Every time when I am with her, we just laugh.
那每次我们跟他在一起啊，我们都是很开心，都在笑。
Because God gave her a spirit of humor.
那因为神呢，给他一个非常幽默的灵。
I'm a person, if I'm with a humorous person, I'm very humorous. If I'm with a serious person, I'm very serious.
那我呢，如果跟一个幽默的人在一起，我就会变得很幽默。但是我一个严肃的人在一起，我就变得很严肃。
So there's a senior pastor always when I'm with him and he said, die to yourself.
那有一个就是主任牧师，就每次跟他在一起，他就说， 王炳啊，你要为你要像劳我死。
We become very serious.
每次这么说，我就会变得非常的严肃。
There's another pastor, David Demian, he's Egyptian. He's very humorous. When I'm with him, we just laugh.
那另外一个牧师呢？他是 David Demian, 他是一个埃及人，他就非常的幽默。每次跟他在一起呢，我就会笑啊笑啊笑。
With this sister, I just laugh.Always.
那我跟这个姐妹也是，我们每次在一起呢，我们。
I was wondering how come we just laugh.
那我就想，哎呀，为什么我们老是在一起这么开心呢
？Because God has given her joyful spirit.
因为神给了她一个非常喜乐的。
Think about that.
那你想想看。
Stopping herself 9 times.
就是想想看，你就是自己戳自己九次。
Using depression pills 5 times more than normal.
那用这个超过五倍的量吃的这个抗抑郁的药。
Think about it. When she was diagnosed with cancer at the same day, the husband filed divorce.
就是想想看，她就是知道自己得癌症同一天呢，她丈夫给她离婚协议书。
But now she's so joyful.
但是现在她是这么的。
She helped so many people.
她也帮助了很多的人。
Many people who was with a similar situation in China, she just helped them.
那当时很多中国的弟兄姐妹有同样问题的，他就是去帮助这些人。
This is a example of how somebody's soul and life is resurrected.
就是一个例子，这些人的生命呢如何重新得的复活。
Now we are going to be resurrected on that day, the last day when Jesus comes. We will have the body resurrection.
那我在耶稣再来那一天呢，我们也会复活，我们会有一个复活的身体。
But Jesus said, "The one who believes in me now, you will live a resurrected life."
但是耶稣说呢，你现在就相信我的人呢，你就已经活在一个复活的生命当中。
In John chapter 11, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection. I am the life."
那在那个约翰十一章呢，他说了，我就是这复活，复活在我，我就是这个生命。
Whoever believes in me.Even if he dies, he will live.
那是相信我的人，即使他死了，他也会复活。
The one who lives and believes in me will shall never die.
那相信我的人将永不经历死亡，将永不死。
Do you believe in this?
你相信吗
？He said, he asked the people, "Do you believe in this?"
他就是问了会众，你们相信吗
？Then he resurrected Lazarus, Mary's brother.
还有拉撒路，就是 Mary 的玛丽。
After he preached about this,
拉撒路的复活。
Yeah, after just he said these words.
哦，对，他就是讲了这句话的时候，讲了这句话就是讲到了拉撒路的复活。
That time, actually, he was very sad about the followers, believers' faith.
那当时呢，他是觉得对他信跟随的人的信心呢，他是很难过的。
Lazarus, the dead person, had 2 sisters. One is called Martha, another is called Maria.
那拿撒路呢？有两个姐妹，一个叫马大，一个叫玛利亚。
So Martha said, "Yeah, teacher, if you were here, my brother would not have died."
那马大说呢？主啊，你若在这里，我的弟兄就必不死。
And she said, "If you believe, miracles are going to happen."
但是耶稣说呢，你相信呢，你要相信你的兄弟必然复活。
But she said, if you were here, my brothers would have not died.
可是他说的是，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
She didn't believe now.
但是
now Jesus can resurrect.
他并没有当时就相信，他不觉得当时就是神就可以让他复活。
And then Jesus said, I can resurrect him.
但是耶稣说，我现在就可以使他复活。
Then Martha and Maria said, "Yeah, we know that when you come in the future, in the last day, we are all going to be resurrected."
那个玛利亚呢，跟马大就说，哦，对，到你复活的日子，末日复活的时候，他必复活。
These people followed him for 3 years. They believed in the miracles in the past, believed in the miracles in the future.But they have trouble to believe the miracles now.
那这些人呢，跟随耶稣3年之久，他可以相信过去发生的神迹，或者是未来发生的神迹，可是对当下的神迹呢，却不相信。
Bible said Jesus' spirit was troubled.
所以呢，这个圣经上说呢，耶稣当时他的灵呢是被搅动呀。
Troubled. Why is troubled? Because he finds the people, they don't believe.
为什么呢？因为他发现这些人并不信他。
They either believe the words about the past or the words about the future.
那当时他们就是相信过去的或者是未来的神迹。
But not believing the power for now.
但是呢，并没有相信当下的神迹。
Brothers and sisters, we are so privileged in Church of Zion.
那我们在那个西安教会呢，我们是非常荣幸。
Because we always experience the now miracles.
因为我们常常经历当下的神迹。
I shared many, many miracles.
那我也曾经分享过很多的神迹。
You know, brothers and sisters, God says, believe now, the resurrection power now.
那圣经上说，我们要相信现在。现在复活的神迹。
That we are going to be witness for the now resurrection power.
我们就是要成为见证人，就是现在复活的见证人。
Because the world need the resurrection power.
因为世界需要复活的能力。
How many families are broken?
有多少的家庭在破碎？
There's many people on the street.
还有很多人睡在街上。
Why they are on the street?
为什么他们在街上流浪呢？
Because many brokenness about their family.
因为他们的家庭很多都是破碎。
Many brokenness in their soul.
很多他们的灵魂是破碎的。
They need resurrection power now.
他们现在就需要这复活的大能。
Not just resurrection power in the future.
不仅仅是未来的复活。
Not about the story in the past.
也不是过去的故事。
The Easter story is not a story about the past.
那这个复活节的故事不是过去的故事。
The songs we sing is not about just a story about the future.
那我们就是讲到这个，也不是讲到未来的所要发生的事情。
Yes, of course, past is true, future is coming.
那当然，过去是确实是真的，未来
也未来。We are the witness for the power today.
但是你要记得，我们是见证当下的。
Because Jesus has resurrected and given the Holy Spirit to us.
因为耶稣已经复活，并且把他的圣灵赐下给我们。
Now when I look at everyone here and in the Zoom, I know everybody has a resurrection story.
那我当看到地上现在的每一位，还有包括 Zoom 的兄弟姐妹，我都看到每一个人身上都有复活的见证。
Our brother Duncan had a wonderful story.
我们的 brother Duncan 就是有很好的见证。
My wife has a wonderful story.
我的太太也有很好的见证。
Mary and Shirley, everybody has a wonderful story.
Mary, Shirley, 还每个人都有很好的见证。
So our calling is to testify this wonderful story.
那我们的任务呢，就是来为这个美好的见证来做一个见证。
You know, so many stories.
有很多很多故事。
Even my life is a resurrected life.
那包括我的生命也是一个复活的生命。
I shared many stories many times. If you get tired, you can sleep for 3 minutes.
但我分享过很多很多我的见证。如果你已经很累了，不想听了，你可以休息。
I don't know which one I shared 3 times, which one I shared 10 times.
那我也不知道哪一些我分享过三次，哪些我分享过超过十次。
Now I just share, you know, when I first become a Christian, before and after.
那我就是分享，就是我刚信主，就是之前跟之后的。
That time many people know I got insomnia, I couldn't sleep, I quitted my school.
很多人也都知道，就是我当时得了失眠症，没有办法读书。
Literally, I almost become homeless.
那我也差一点成为了一个无家可归的流浪汉。
You know why? I was in France, I made some money, but when I come to Canada, got that sleeping problem, I spend money on the Chinese medicine.
那当时我在法国呢赚了一些钱，后来我来到加拿大，然后得了失眠症，我就花了很多钱，就是在中医上来治我的病。
I refused to take the Western medicine because that numbs my nerves. I was a scientist, my nerves are damaged. I will finish.
那我当时呢拒绝就吃西药，因为我觉得那个西药呢会使我的神经会麻木我的神经。
But the Chinese medicine was not covered by any, you know.The insurance whatsoever.
但是中药呢是不那个保险并不包。
So I finished all my money I made.
那我就是我赚的钱都用完了。
So literally one day I looked at the Monkey Island, you know, the beautiful the McGill University is at the foot of the Mount Royal, which is a beautiful mountain, small mountain.
那当时我就是看那个山，我在麦基尔大学，然后它大学就在一个山脚下。
In the summer, in the woods, the leaves are so green, the flowers so beautiful. I said, I have a tent.
那我就看那个外面，我说哇，这个树这么美，这花那么美，我有一个帐篷。
Literally, I thought for a few days, I have a tent. Why should I pay the rent for the landlord? I just live there, you know. Serious.
那我当时有一个帐篷，我就想说，那我干嘛要付这个房租呢？我可以住那儿啊。
In the summer.In Montreal, it's pretty warm in the night.
那在蒙特利尔呢，甚至在夏天的晚上都是很温暖。
I thought about just living there, you know.
那我就是想，哎，我要不要住在那里呢
？And also, I couldn't work. My mind didn't function.
那我也不能工作，因为我的脑子不转。
You know, my physical body was getting thinner and thinner.
那我这个身子呢，就是也越来越瘦。
I dared not to tell my parents in China.
那我也不敢告诉我中国在中国的父母。
Because you know, in our culture, we didn't want our parents get very worried.
那因为我们的这个背景呢，就是我们不想让我们父母难过。
So you know, at that time, later on, make the story short, I started to be interested in philosophy or religion.
那就是长话短说呢，后来我就开始研究哲学。
I couldn't sleep, but I read tons of books.
那我不能睡觉啊，我就读了好多好多的书。
Eventually, I made the decision I will follow Jesus Christ.
那最后呢，我就下决定我要跟随耶稣基督。
And then, on the day of my baptism,
那就是在我受洗的那一天。
I asked the pastor. I said, "Is Jesus going to heal me?"
那我就问那个牧师，哎，这个耶稣会不会医治我？
I loved to read the Bible. I said, you know, Jesus healed everybody.
那我喜欢读圣经啊，耶稣就是医治了这么多人。
I said, no problem for me to believe miracles.
那个对我来说，我就是相信神迹呢，不是个难事。
Actually, some years ago, I practiced many kinds of meditation, even the Indian like transcendental meditation, Buddhist meditation, Taoist meditation. I healed myself of some disease.
那我其实之前呢，就是有做很多冥想啊，什么道教的、佛教的，就是那种冥想。其实我也医治了我自己一些问题。
Though I was a scientist, but I didn't refuse this kind of mysterious powers.
那虽然我是学科学，但是我并不拒绝这些就是神秘的力量。
So I told the pastor, I even can perform miracles. So I believe Jesus for sure can perform miracles.
那我就跟牧师说，我都自己都可以行神。做一些小神迹，那我当然相信耶稣可以行神迹啊。
Is Jesus going to heal me?
那耶稣会不会医治我呢？
He said, you know, yes, Jesus healed everybody.
他就说，哦，是的，耶稣会医治每一位。
But I am not God. I cannot make decision for God.
但是我不是神，我没有办法替神做决定啊。
But we will pray.
但是我们可以祷告。
I remember, I was the only person in that summer camp to be baptized.
那在那个就是夏令营呢，我是唯一一个受洗的。
Our church was very serious.
那我们的教会是非常严肃的。
Everybody who want to be baptized, we write confession.
那我们就是，如果你要受洗了，你要写就是你的那个忏言。
Of course, you are not going to write a confession like Saint Augustine, like a book, you know.
那当然，你不会像圣奥古斯丁那样写，好像一本书一样的忏悔录。
I wrote a 6-page confession.
我写了六页纸的那个忏悔。
So, when I was baptized and then come out of water, the pastor laid hands on me.
那我就是受洗了，然后呢，那个牧师呢就按手在我身上。
And when he was praying for me, I screamed for 3 minutes.
那当他为我祷告的时候，我就尖叫了3分钟。
I felt as a new life.
那我就是感觉我有一个新的生命。
Then I look at the people. Some of the people I didn't like in that camp, you know, before. Everybody becomes so beautiful.
那我就看一些就是以前我不太喜欢的人啊，在那个会里面，哎，突然觉得他们都变得非常美好。
So.Actually, that night I was able to sleep 4.5 hours.
那个晚上呢，我又连续睡了4.5个小时。
That That never happened in that 2 years.
那当时的那两年呢？这个睡四个小时这件事情从来没发生过。
And then I get up and give thanks to the Lord, and I went out.
那我就是非常感恩，然后我就是走出去。
So I thought I'm going to serve the Lord in my life.
那我就决定我要服侍神。
So I was walking in the woods, and there's a young couple they were dating.
那我就是在那个林子里走，哎，看到一个就是在一个情侣。
They were all my good friends.
他们都是我的好朋友。
They said, "What are you doing here, Bing?"
他就说，哎，王炳，你在这干嘛呀？
I said, "What are you guys doing here?"
我就说，那你们这在干嘛？
Early in the morning.
啊，为什么两个人在这？
So the sister, I still remember, she's a wonderful sister. She said, "I know what you are thinking."
那这个姐妹就说，哦，我知道你说的是什么，你在
想什
么。
I know you are thinking about serving the Lord.
我知道你在想什么，你在想你要服侍神。
I said, "You are right."
然后我说，对，你说的对。
So on the way to home from the camp, I started sharing gospel to the guy next to me.
那从这个夏令营这个地方回来的时候，这个营会回来呢，我就开始对我旁边的人就开始传福音。
So when I went back to school, we were four friends. We were studying for our PhD qualification exam. All the physics, all the math, we were studying together, and they noticed something different from me.
那当时我们有就是寝室有四个人，我们在一起学预备我们的那个博士演说吧，然后他们都在我们
考试，
我们都在一起，就是学数学啊，学物理啊。
So they said, "What happened to you? Your face is shining. You're so joyful."
那他们就看到我有些不同，他就说：“哎，你怎么了？你这怎么这么喜乐？”
I said, "You must have a girlfriend now, or something happened in the last week."
他们就说：“哎，你是不是上周啊？是不是遇到了一个女孩子啊？”
I said, "No. I just got baptized to be a Christian."
那我说没有啊，我只是受洗成为基督徒了。
They didn't believe. They said, "You're lying."
他不相信，他说：“哦，你撒谎。”
I said, "Okay, no matter what you think, I just become a Christian."
啊，我就说，哎，不管你们怎么想，反正我就成了基督徒了。
And then before that, because of my sleeping problem, they were helping me all the time.
那因为
in my studies.
那因为之前呢，因为我有这个睡眠问题，他们呢常常在学业上需要帮助我。
But after the baptism, I started helping them. My brain was so sharp.
那后来呢？就是我受洗之后，我突然我的脑子又清晰了，然后我又开始我。
Then they said, "Wow, your God is real."
他们就说：“哦，你的神是真的。”
I said, "Yes."
我就说是的。
You know, then from then on, you know, my life was totally changed.
那从那一刻开始呢，我的生命就变得不再一样。
Now people make some comments about me.
那有些人就会就是说一些我的话。
Some people say this guy, you know, he says he lives such freedom in the spirit.
那有些人说哦，我在灵里这样自由的活着。
I still remember many people. They say he's so free.
那很多人都这样说，我还记得，就他们哎，我这个人活得很自由。
Of course, some people also made the comment when I was going to go to the Bible school. This guy is so foolish.
那同时呢，也有人，当时我决定去神学院的时候，也有人说我，哦，这个人好愚蠢。
Free or foolish, I don't really care.
那不管是自由呢，还是愚蠢呢，我其实都不介意。
What I really care is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ lives inside me.
那我关心的是，就是耶稣这个复活的大能住在我的里面。
So till today,
到现在
you see, I'm standing here,
我站在这里
as a witness,
就是一个见证人。
So from, you know, that day I almost become a homeless person.
就那一天，我差点变成一个流浪汉。
Not able to study,
不能学习。
There's no direction. I didn't know what to do.
没有方向，不知道干什么。
And the Lord gave me a family.
但是神给我一个家庭。
Give me health.
给我健康
give me children,
给我孩子
give me finance,
给我钱
and give me brothers and sisters here,
给我你们弟兄姐妹
many brothers and sisters, I evangelize many people.
那我就是跟很多弟兄姐妹传福音，很多很多的人。
I remember once there was a Sometimes we have celebrations. Our brothers will have a collection of the baptismal service in the past.
那我想到以前过去呢，我们就会有那个受洗的一个什么？
受洗的剪辑。
啊，剪辑。
编辑那个电影。
编辑的电影。OK OK。
I see. I baptize people one after another.
那我就看哦，就是一个一个的受为他们受洗。
And it's the coming Saturday, I'm going to go to a memorial service for a brother. He was baptized by me.
那我这个星期呢，其实我也会参加一个葬礼，是吗？
Yeah.
然后这个人呢，也是曾经我为他受过洗的。
He's much older than me, but I baptized him.
他比我年长很多，但是我为他施洗。
So when I look at that, the Lord, I see these people's lives all changed.
那我当看了，就是这些人的生命呢都在改变。
And all these things happen.
这些事情发生。
It's an extension of Jesus' resurrection life.
其实就是神耶稣基督他复活生命的一个延伸。
So today Jesus entrusted us this message.
所以呢，耶稣基督把今天这样的信息。
And make us become the stewards of His power.
让我们成为他能力的一个好管家。
Today we need to remind ourselves.
那我们今天要重新的提醒我们自己。
We will never, never drift away from this message.
我们永远永远都不要离弃这样子的信心。
And so we will be testimony to all the people around us.
那我们也成为我们众人身边的众人的见证。
So let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你。
Thank you for you have sent your Son to die for us.
谢谢你赐给你的儿子为我们的罪受死。
And give us a new life.
给我们新的生命。
We say, Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We pray today. We say you increase our faith.
我们再次祷告，求神你加增我们的信心。
Jesus said, "In this world, you have trouble."
耶稣说，在这世上你们会有苦难。
But in me, you have peace.
但在我里边你会有平安。
I believe many of us are going to go through trouble.
那我感觉很多人呢，可能都会进入这个苦难。
We have gone through some trouble.
我们也曾经遇到很多苦难。
But in you, we have peace.
但是在你里面我们有平安。
Because you said, "I have conquered this world."
因为你说你已经胜过了这世界。
Lord, we believe so.
主啊，我们相信。
Today, once again, we pray for brothers and sisters. You increase each one's faith.
我们再次祷告，求你加增每一位弟兄姐妹的信心。
Let your resurrection power work on in each one.
让这个复活的力量、复活的生命在每一个人身上彰显。
Let us believe your words.
让我们相信你的话语。
You said, "The one who believed in me."
相信我的人。
Shall do greater miracles than me.
会做比我更大的事。
Let all of us believe.
让我们所有人都要相信。
Lord, we just thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We are willing to be the vessels for your good news.
我们愿意成为你好信息的一个器皿。
We are willing to be good stewards for your power.
我们愿意成为你的能力的一个好管家。
Oh, we are willing to be more and more conformed into your image.
我们想越来越学你的样式。
To have more love.
更多的爱。
And more peace.
更多的平安。
More wisdom.
更多的智慧。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。